Kamala Harris's Top 9 Fails by Hannah Blow on December 3, 2019. Cringy moments served as an unfortunate hallmark of Senator Kamala Harris's DCA, flailing presidential campaign, a phenomenon that worsened as she continued to fall in the polls. Harris, who once bragged about her status as a top-tier candidate, resorted to desperate measures after her steady collapse in the polls. She embraced a number of unconventional and cringy methods in efforts to garner support. Here are some of her most awkward attempts to win over the hearts and minds of the Democrat Party over the course of her bid. 1. Harris said she was effing moving to Iowa. A reporter overheard a frustrated Harris telling a colleague in September that she was effing moving to Iowa. Word got out, and the Harris campaign tried to capitalize on the otherwise embarrassing moment, with her communications director Lily Adams promoting a shirt quoting her boss. 2. Harris made good on her word to effing move to Iowa yet still failed to garner support, even after making dinner in Iowans' homes. Harris eventually succumbed to her mounting frustrations and opted to go all in on Iowa in hopes of reviving her campaign. She even resorted to making meals in supporters' homes. As Breitbart News detailed, Harris, who is currently polling with 3% support in the Hawkeye state, is trying a different approach, focusing on intimate meetings and small-scale events rather than large gatherings. The Los Angeles Times reports that Harris is actively making dinner in supporters' homes and dropping in on small businesses, in hopes that one-on-one encounters can help close the deal with caucusgoers who will make or break her presidential aspirations. That strategy is not necessarily new for Harris, as she reportedly helped prepare Sunday suppers in people's homes as part of her Hawkeye State blitz last month. 3. Harris bizarrely broke into a Southern accent during last month's Democrat debate in Atlanta, Georgia. The then-presidential hopeful was attempting to explain how she would unite the Obama coalition in the White House, before slipping into a Southern accent. 4. Harris's campaign brought in enthusiastic supporters to boost cheering during her Democratic National Committee DNC speech in San Francisco in August. According to reports, the individuals left as soon as Harris finished delivering her speech. 5. Harris posted a 6-minute baking video with a young Iowa supporter. Last month, Harris posted a lengthy video detailing a baking session with a young supporter and showed off her skills, particularly by cracking an egg with one hand. "Oh, look at how that just bends, right?" Harris said, marveling over the final product. 6. In a similar fashion, Harris posted a nearly 9-minute cooking video with actress and comedian Mindy Kaling. The video featured the two discussing their shared heritage and also highlighted Harris's cooking skills this time, her ability to finely chop an onion. "That's a fine chop," Kaling said. "Okay, Senator Harris, I say this with respect. You're kind of a show-off," she continued, prompting laughter from Harris. "It's like, meanwhile it's taking me 20 minutes to do this much ginger. Okay, what can't she do? You got my vote," Kaling added. 7. Harris danced with supporters at the Polk County Democrats' steak fry in September. Harris happily danced alongside supporters during an appearance at the event, which featured thousands of sizzling steaks. Her appearance followed her suggestion that the government should reshape dietary guidelines and find incentives to curb certain behaviors, like beef consumption, in order to combat climate change. 8. Harris danced with another drumline during an event in Las Vegas, Nevada, last month. 9. Harris highlighted her biggest failures. On at least 2 occasions, Harris cited her battles with former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Attorney General William Barr, and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh as examples of her record as a fighter. However, all 3 were ultimately confirmed. "And to fight this fight, I believe we have to have the ability to not only have a nominee who can go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump, and I have taken on Jeff Sessions. I've taken on Bill Barr. I have taken on Brett Kavanaugh," Harris said during her closing statement during the last debate. She highlighted the same point earlier in the month, prompting mockery from many social media users.